left off last week, that the Gnom Bellies, we discussed the Sugya of Katlanta. I really want to proceed with the Gemara, but just one quick I didn't discuss. Now, the Gemara says, whether praising the Chazakah, there are three times Chazakah, but that is, according to everybody, according to Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, that if a woman was married three times, so no one is allowed to marry her after she had three husbands who died, because she's got one, so it's a chasakone. Now the Rahmet is in the more whether the time is because mayangere or mazangere. Mayangere means since she had two husbands, but three husbands who died, so apparently there is something in the marital relationship between her and the husband that brings about that. What is it? Not Chassid Shalom, that we are chasing her, that she puts poison in the food of the eye. She might be the biggest sitkonius in the world, but somehow, there is something incompatible in the marital relationship, even though she is an ageist, that causes that. We don't know why. If we say mazel, not because of the marital relationship, but because that's a mazel. And mazel doesn't mean stars. That, according to Rambam, who are either the Israelites of Torrentia Shemajah, mazel means something. There are many things that are due to laws of nature. But it's heavy. Why do some people get cancer? Some people don't get cancer. So, it's not an infectious disease. So, it's something we say today in the genes. But what genes? They don't know. So the doctors today also say there are many things with all their arrogance. So they have to admit that as much as they know, what they don't know is many, many times more what they know. So that was Naftimini. Naftimini is, suppose she had two husbands who died not in natural death, but for an accident, he fell off from the roof. So if we say Mazel Gerem, she's also got one. If we say Mazel Gerem, so we know that they didn't die because of the marriage relationship. How can the marriage relationship bring about falling off from the roof? Unless it's likely that he didn't fall off from the roof accidentally, but it was a river, otherwise not. So that's one activity. Was that not community? The Gemara mentions another Nafkamina. Suppose he just was Marisa. There was no Nisui. So there was no marital relationship. If we say Mazel Gerem, some male, she's also in the funds. If we say that Mein Gerem, that's only there was a marital relationship. Now, There is a machlekes rishayim between the Rambam and the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rambam, the Rosh and the Rashba, and the Ram say that if she did marry a third husband, then it has been escaping the third husband, the fourth husband, to divorce her, because it's sakon. So just as Bezdin escaping and anything else. So here too, what is a misadarizing. Yishomer chosh menafshach meid. So, shmir sakam tenu yisur. So even if shosh rechelik yab sakam. The Rambam shiti is, the Rambam says, that if he did marry her, chatzile he shouldn't marry her. But if he did marry her, so Bezdin is not keeping to divorce. פרק חובי זמיוחס אישורי, בי הלוך למדר, אישו שמיסייס לשני אבושים, ומייסו, לשלישי לא יתנוסי, וניסייס לא יתאיזה, ואפילו נזכת שהוא יכנס, not only if she got married, there was נישואי, so Bezdin is not free for the husband to divorce her, but even if he was just married her, and not Nisui as yet. So, Bezdin is not keeping to divorce her. And if he wants to marry her, make Nisui, he can. The Shulchan Aruch asks, like the Rambam, not like the Rashba and the Rosh and the Rambam. Simon Tess, Haloch Ale, Sif Ale, Ishes, Isho Shem Niseis, and the Ramot puts in the Goy, only Sars. In other words, that's telling the two things. If we say, my parents are only Isho Shem Niseis, apparently the Chava Paskins, like the Russian Bible, but the Ramot puts in parentheses, only Sars. He passed in Slavic Russian, that Mazalia, Mishnei Anoshim Meisu, Loitinosi Mishlish, Shek for Ruzi Kol Mieis, Anoshel Meis, the Nises Loitetsi, Vafil Niskach O Yichnis, by the Rama, Vim Hikya Bo Yish Loksub. And if he knew that she had two husbands, but we had, and still married her. So, if he decides to divorce her, he can, but he has to give her. Exuve, he cannot see Mechachdoes. Because, Yikabo, Lo Yikabo, Ein Lo Exuve. Mishal Yim, Abo, Mishaini, Yes, Luxury, I feel like. But if he didn't know that she had two husbands, so she doesn't have a Xuve because it's in a Gartoes. But the second one, let's say the second husband died, and then she wants to be gated from the same, from the husband, and the same say, it's in Mechachtoes, so he can't say that. Even though Lo Yikabot was at all, when is the Mechachtoes? When she's Huzik Huzik once. But the second one, she was not Huzik yet. Of course, if a woman turns out to be a Katlanis, we don't say she's a Katlanis Mechavahab. If she's a Katlanis, so she's a Katlanis Mechavahab. But since it wasn't known, and she wasn't Hosek, so really he cannot say Mechatoes. Suppose he knew that she had one husband who died. And he, of course he didn't anticipate that he also died. So Mele, How could the Yashim say, had my, had our father known that he would die half a year after he marries you, he wouldn't have married. Okay, because that's not Megach Toes. It's what Teisa says. Teisa is based upon a Gemara. In Baba Kama, at the end of Baba Kama, suppose a woman marries a man, and then 2 years later, he becomes sick, he becomes a mukesh thing. So she cannot come to Bezdin and say, had I known that my husband would become a mukesh thing, I wouldn't have married. So then, all the marriages could be known on that basis. The answer is, Mekach Toyes has to be based upon something, a certain circumstance that already existed at the time. But I didn't know, let's say, he finds out that she has moved certain defects in her body. Defects in her body. Or he finds out that she is cholim shayte, eating cholim, eating shayte. Every half year she has a nervous breakdown. So in other words, so that means she had that defect, that weakness, when he married her. And, but he didn't know. But suppose she never had a nervous breakdown. But after the marriage she has a nervous breakdown. He cannot say, had I known you would have a nervous breakdown, I wouldn't have married. So really that's why he says, So the dafke umesu mitzvah, abul nerag echad mehen umes b'dever unofal umes chadim veiniku. Lochem rabim makilim b'kochem eu veinichem yodem. I mean that's told whether it's whether it's mazel gerim or mayim gerim. Because if we say mayim gerim, so then even if we say mayim gerim, so only when she dies natural death, he dies, the husband dies natural death, but not an accidental death. If we say mazel gerim, even if he dies on a manishal, so we find it still in the Ramon, even though it says yeshem, because at first the Mechaber says isha shemises, and he doesn't say oyusar, so the Ramon puts it in parentheses, oyusar. So if look, it's mashma. Superficially, the Ramon didn't say yeshem, that the Mechaber passes like Mondoma, Mayan Gerem, so many Nises, Ishizik Lanis. But Nisarso is no Mayan. And the Ramor, when he puts in Nisarso, he passes like Mazel Gerem. But the question is, how can Ramor say, Yeshem and Vidavke, Yesu, Nisarso, Abol Nera, Echomer, so that can only call it of Mayan Gerim, not Mazel Gerim. So according to Shita of Mayan Gerim, only Nisa is not Nisa's. So that's what the Gemara says. So they raise that question. Then the Chalitz Machinikei came in. Then Ramo says, Yeshemi, the Hoa bin Ishoshim is Garsha Shlipon, and Liso is Rashi Perebezi Yvonis, it says Perecute, but it's a Torah Safus, Perebezi Yvonis of Ketzat, at the end of the second day, we are run Rish Perek now, an hour more. So they say, the same halacha of Katlanis applies to a woman whose first two husbands divorced her. So she's not a Katlanis. in the sense of causing death, which is a catalyst in the sense of provoking a conflict in the Shalom Bayit. So that's also, I mean, within which is ever that come. Bishlay may have Moshe two husbands. So then he comes with this Ishamuchos Mafshah Chameit. But when she had two husbands who divorced, Allah says she had 10 husbands who divorced. So it's not, it doesn't come within Isam Ishamuchos Mafshah Chameit. The answer is because Usuli Odom Ba'abal Ba'atzmi. So even Al Dikome, Ba'abal Ba'atzmi. And we see even Mishel Al Tais, we are not allowed to be Isha B'Tainas. Just like that, because Yachilu Ba'atzmi, even though you are best, so a male, if a husband marries a woman who is accustomed to provoke, fights constantly, and fights means a lot of aggravation, that's a problem. That's a problem. So a male, it comes within the Isaiah of Osolot Machu Ba'atzmi, and sometimes if the fights are so intense, so it might cause a heart attack too, there is a limit to what a human being can bear. So it might even come within the self of some of the host of the Shechameid.
The Gemara and Yevamos, when they say that by Yisuin Karebi, would they say that also by Niskarsha? That's why it's not?
According to Rashi, not according. Avdei Shemli, Nisadav, Chagoy Smaili, Yishem Ateis Ves, Vichem Yitzhah Paramos. Oh, now, we have to understand the Shiva Zaram. The Mechava Paschas like the Ram, even though the whole Shiva Machelik of Ram, the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, they're all Chelik of the Ram. And they say, that if she got married, Besen forces the husband to divorce her. Kidera Shekiti, Al Shori Suit, and Chmila Satantin is. So why does the Rambam say that the Eved, he doesn't have to divorce her? So, the Chachmulun has the Rambam, not the child. And the Rambam is Mishneh, and period. But Haleh, because of Rabbeinu in Perik, Chalbeis Nuchas Yisroel Biyeh. Halach Lamed Aleph, Isha Hashem Yiseis. Mishnei Anoshim Umeisu, Mishnei Shiloit Nosim, Vim Yiseis Loit Teitzu, Vatu Niskatsu Yichus, Vatu Niskatsu Yichus. So because of Rabbeinu, Shin Yiseis Loit Teitzu, but the Magi Mishnei says, Vatam, Shein lehisi talzere shal divrayim. But it's only the Rabbanon, why yet only the Rabbanon Sakon? Sakon is an Israel Reis, but El Amashi Kosko Eim Feyosh, Umash Uriti Nosei Hu Bechat Chile, Gimola Mimesen Slish Lish Lish Nosei, he doesn't spell out. In this state, Abu Gerrit Limatsin, she is still a Katlani Bishumoki, Amazing, she gave in Israel AIDS. We have with him is some more than us. The Gemara mentions in Yevamos that if a woman turns out to be a mukishrin and that's an infectious disease, so then business gave in Israel AIDS. That means if a woman turns out to have AIDS, so then business gave in AIDS. Because she might get it. So in other words, if she will be exposed to the possibility of getting AIDS. So why doesn't the Gemara mention Yevamos? A Katlan is also. So it's a raya that it's not given us. because of Rabbeinu Ishaq, Yushin Tignisi, or for Safdi, Haesi, Pekunurate. But the Mishnah doesn't mention the Tshuva of the Rabbi, because the Mishnah goes back. Kosovat the Kismizi, Kosovat Ashbo, Al Bibi Rabbeinu, Chazalti Al Kholz Dodeo, Vilei Motzali Mokim Motzali Mokim Shiis Mechol. Ashbo says he didn't find any Mokia for the Rabbah in Mises Leitezi. Zulosi Shani Midame Zulosi Shani Midame Al Mashishonu Stam Luitinosi which is in other words, the only spark of the Rambam could be is the Magnish next point. Simu Bor just says what you are saying, and the Lord does not conclude the Nisi state says. So it's a Raya's view, but that's not a good deal. Then he says, V'Rabbi Vosh, this Mishnah says, V'Rabbi Vosh Kosav Shadas Rabbeinu Nochem. The AV sovereign law because of the appealing Israel be best, the Himo spear that he keeps noise. Suppose Bezin warned him before he was Mekadisha. Don't be Mekadisha because he is the Kafanis. And he ignored the warning by best. And still was Mekadisha. Now we got. So still look at the Gibosh. He agrees with them. But then Rabbeinu asks because of the tshuva. Katlani same beisa, avulum yeruchek al tzaranichush v'yatachat v'atimoy sheyeish b'reiv ha-shoyis sheyuzlosku behem ha-gufi zachawash. All of a sudden the Rambam talks about you. The Rambam, you know, talk so much against him. And he says that anyone who relies on Yichush is either in a lot of rice of Sinachshu, or even if he's not Eva on Sinachshu, at least he's either the essay of Tontina Shamakach. Remember, it's the Rambam was irrationalist. He didn't believe in Yehushi. And here he explains that in the Gemara, also in Yehush, the Reba Shoyis, in most hours, so then the weak organisms might be affected. And they might, their lives might be in danger. Samanevshah. So the Rambam admits, but he adds, Al Tzadapachad Vatimoy. In other words, there are certain things that are not harmful in themselves. But if you are afraid of it, it is harm. Just as certain cures are not effective by themselves, but if you believe in it, so then it is effective. In other words, if you can give a vitamin to a sick person, we have this document, and you tell the sick person that it's an antibiotic, so many times it will have the same effects on the beard. I forgot the
placebo.
Name.
Placebo.
So in other words, there is a favorable placebo and non-favorable placebo. So when the Rambam says, Al Tzalanichush, not Kisadderach HaTeva, but Tzalanichush, he means it's an unfavorable placebo. So what's the difference? How it is, whether it's psychological or biological, whatever the name, it's a zakone anyway. But when you find that Rambam mentions a distinction in regard to psychological rifuye l'gavi pikach nefesh, that the Mishnah at the end of Yom says, Imakpul, Misha Noshkei Kalev Shekhi, Eim Achil Meisei Nechotz Rakovich Oye. Let's say, let's say I'm chicken. So if he was bitten by an adult, so we are not machuring from the liver of that man dog. That's it. Rav Masi Mechola Sheimeya, Machili Meisei, Mechasa Chobosha. So it seems to be a machlekes in its ears. And actually, something similar was invented by Pasteur. Somebody is bitten. Ladies, you know, so somebody is bitten by a dog. So we give an injection. What's the injection? Of the blood of the mad dog. So that is the cure. What's Chosuk HaBishalei? Because a liver has a lot of blood. But it's the difference between the injection of blood of the mad dog who beat him. Yes, maybe, so that's the cure. Or you just give him for the mouth, you give him a lot of blood. It's not as effective. But it's the same thing. So what is it? So, the Machlokes in Mitzvos, when the Rambam in Yume doesn't explain it as a Machlokes in Mitzvos. I vomited before. So where did I put it? Oh, here it is. That is, you know. Gimel, I'm down with the Mishnah. Mishnah was a bullness, machil leisei atulet vornit mei, ashe heo einof. Mishnah noshri kelef sheite, a machil leisei mechala kolchal. Ani kippa. Vireb masim ben chore shmat. Well, it could not have been kippa. After all, dam is a lisa der eis. So even after him, it might be enjoyable enough. The Rablasi Mechalesh matter. So how does the Rambam explain it? Rashi says, Imachim Mechosakov Yisrael, V'yavar Pishan Yedim Olevi, V'yavar Yisru Eina Lepo Adimu, V'yatelei Yisrael Miyalkach. So Rashi doesn't apply that. Because it's enjoyable, so it's in something with me, like eating dog's meat. And Ramasi Mechirish is mad. So, Kosova Lefue Gmuri. So, according to Rashi, it's Machlokes and Nisias, whether it's a Lefue or it's not a Lefue. Now, let's see the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah. In Evelyn ala mitzvahs, Ella del Fuyo Bilbad, Rosalema Bidvorim Amrapim Viteva, Vihudova Amiti, Huitziu Hadas, Vanisoi, Hakorabens, Avo, Lishati, Litvorim, Shem, Rapin, Bisgurosanos, Kikehon, Cholch, Veinimates, Enim Saradas, Ovish, Vinciene Rochik, Vihu, וי טיינ חושע מנאט די זע הויי קעד אייו די זאַכייו קוני קאבל צלאגן וואן מייך זי די שטינג די מחלייט איז נאָרויס נאָט די מחלייט איז די ציל איז שראש איז די ציל איז די מוסט פון די טיימ איז נאָט פייק אַז זי מוס טיימ נאָט 51% but probably 90% but there is a slight chance, sometimes it is effective. But even when it is effective as a cure, not biological, physiological, but psychological, as a favorable placebo. So, in a way, so the Chachon, the Hamas in the Chorah says, since in the Chachon, let us follow, so even 1% chance of Rifui is the Cheshaves. So we don't care whether the one chance, 1% possibility is physiological or psychological. And Chachon said, true in Hilchim, but that's only when there is a remote possibility with the Achateva. But if the remote possibility is only psychological, because he believes in it, so then it's not the Shabbos. In other words, it's a fable placebo. If it is proven to be effective, let's say, 40%, so then it's a real suffering. I mean, what is considered a remote possibility and what is considered not remotely? I said last week, in other words, it's not a question of percentages. Who will determine? We don't have the rank whereby to measure what, how many percentages, whether it's 51% or 91%. So the guideline is, if it is so remote that people are not concerned about it, so then it's considered irrelevant. But by Pekach Nefesh, there is a special aloche of Yishom Alocho, Shemen Afshach Meid. So we have to be Chishish for Shosh Erechit. But like Abel Kol Yisuri, if there is a Rov, and if the Rov is Nisadbir, not Nisadbir, then it's considered Ivala. All right, by Yisuri, there is a special aloche of a Rov Nisadbir also. Let's say Rov Atol Vimine, somewhere. But if the Rov is a total deva, like Reb Noshim in an islandess, so then it's considered Vala. Chazoke, if it has no Reyesi, it's considered Vala. If it has a Reyesi, then it's not considered Vala. That we see in the Tasteless, in Gittin, that it has, in Matik, in Zman, the Gittin. So the Pirichen says, and because of Basachis, So Taisa says in one Loshi that the reason Shimbasachai say if there wouldn't be any man, suppose she commits adultery. And then gives her a get. And he doesn't have to write his man. And then when the Aiden come in listen and testify in less than So she will say to Father Sanhedrin, I believe it very quickly, after I gotta get 3 weeks with Father. But he said, his mom said that, oh no, she got to get to the end of her life. And she committed it all to me. And in the beginning of all, so his mashma says, she is under the umbrella, 8 machas, because she, the ash to the ash, keeping she push away from it. So this is a kashi. Even what? Manil Chacham Mitakamdo. Even if there is this man. So still, in other words, no, I can't tell. If the Chacham had not been beside this man, so then she would be able to forgive the husband, to be able to protect her. And best Sanhedrin wouldn't meet out Miss Itra, but he should meet out Miss Itra anyway, because she has a chaskas ishishish. And the question is, when did she commit adultery? Before the gate or after the gate? So in Kavater Kule, even when the chazoke was, who was the Fanayim? But the question is, whether a week ago or today, we are on chazok, and we say, the chazok, the status quo changed only today. So here too, we should say, how would the husband be able to protect her? We should say, she has no, the get has no zman, but we know that she got married 10 years ago. Now the question is, when did she get a get? Now she has a get. Maybe she got a get only this morning. And this news, the evening saw this news a month ago. So we should say in Kavater Kule, we rely on Chazok. The answer is, yeah, we rely on Chazok. Mitzadim, not Mitzadim, as Rav Shimon Shkop says. But by Nefoshes, if it's Mitzadim, then we rely on it. But if it's Mitzadim, we don't rely on it. So the guideline is not percentages, whether it's 51% or 98%, even if it is 98%, but people are concerned about the 2% possibility, you know, of fatality. So then it wouldn't be considered ibadah. Let's say, if people would be concerned about the possibility of an airplane crash, even though the chance is very remote, so then it wouldn't be considered as a matter. But in Yisurim, we wouldn't have to be racist because of obviously being like Chobat or Rimei. But if it is so remote that people are not even concerned about it, like the possibility of a car accident, or a possibility of an airplane crash, and the economic, you know, sometimes when the weather is very, very bad, and it's a New Year's weekend, and then people are concerned, normal people are concerned, they wouldn't drive in this kind of weather when the traffic is so heavy, so then it wouldn't be considered as a bad idea. But in Yisurim, you could rely on Rav anyway. So this is the guideline. So the Rambam says, according to the Chachamim of Ramashi ben Choresh, even though the Yavuch is in Hilchim, B'Kach Nefesh Chachor, as Rav Chaim said, I'm Yom Tosofim, from B'Kach Nefesh, is Licha Shabbos, only if it's a remote possibility, but if it's a remote possibility, psychologically, by way of a unpayable placebo, so then, if it's a real suffering, that means yes, it's not in Vadar, so then it's Deichel, Shabbos. It is psychological or physiological, what's the difference? But if it's material something, only a remote possibility. And people usually are not concerned about it. Concerned about it. So then it's not the Yichas Shabbos, it's not the Yichas Kavater. And that's the way we pass. So now coming back to the Rambam, the Tshuva, when he says to Chachmon, that the reason is why it is. This is what they say, is because the Chatchila lo yinoseh, because Avon Baruch HaKatzor HaNichu והפחד והדימוי שיש בריב השויס שאם לא סקובם הגוף השחלוש צבאים דומים בריב השויס בונים עם בריב השויס אני כאן so the Rambam agrees that most hours so the weak organisms it doesn't mean weak organisms physical but psychologically you know when a person is very vulnerable to fear and to apprehension. So then, in certain hours, what do you mean certain hours? Let's say, if it is calm or it's rainy, so then the spirit of man is pessimistic. It is in a state, if the mental state is a state of anguish, pessimism. So, and fear, so then it might endanger his life, psychologically. He might be so afraid that he might get a heart attack. Or what happens when a person is laboring under the impact of unusual fear, he gets a heart attack. If he's not a strong person, mentally strong person, if he's mentally, even though he says kufes, but he doesn't mean physically weak, but it means mentally weak, because there is a relationship between the mental state and the physical state.
Say somebody has to have elective surgery, and the doctors tell him that he'll be fine. I've operated many times, nobody's had a problem, but this person feels that maybe he'll be the first one, that this surgeon will make a mistake, and even his life might not be in danger, but he might be paralyzed because of it, or affected in some ways.
We have to ask the doctor, when he says he'll be fine,
yeah.
Is it based upon empiricism,
yeah.
Or it is just a shaka?
Say he says that I do 50 of these operations a year, one
so
a week.
Then of course he's the Hashabbos. Of course he's the Hashabbos. But he says, 99% of the time to perform surgery. So it results in a fatality. But 1% is cured. So there, he's not allowed to do it even without his own. And of course, according to the Rambam, there will not be deiche, kolaterekulu. That's the pshat in the Rambam.
But could a patient say that for himself he feels afraid?
Okay.
And because of his fear, he doesn't want to be semich on this mumcha. Even though this doctor swears that he never had a problem. But if a patient says that, listen, I can live
that I know. Yeah. But the reverse, yeah. Here, like Atlantis, is the reverse. Because if the patient, now we have a nisya of exposing oneself, unless he's Doshivirabi. So, but without Doshivirabi, it's a misadvice to expose yourself to Doshivirabi. Until it became a regular thing to take a plane, it was also the first one who took a plane. It was a Jew, I forgot his name. So he was even of the Isa. Of his Shamu
HaKadosh Banach. It's a livelihood. If it's his livelihood.
But the other thing, the Mishneh in the Messiah says, in other words, you can expose yourself to Shoshay or Cheike of Sakone in order to make your livelihood. That was, you're allowed to become a minor, even though there is. Of course it's remote, but it's bright. It's not so remote. like fighting in bad weather, you know, in heavy traffic. It's less remote. So the Mishnah of Messiah says, Mashiach.